OsherRocks.com.
Hi, I'm Len Jeffrey, and I'm live at the moment, but I've got a special presentation because it's a brand new weekend mix with James Dobos. Here it is now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the Weekend Mix. I'm James Dobos, and coming up on the show, music from Taylor Swift and Daughtry. And we've also got a really interesting interview with Rick Croner, a musician from the Saskatchewan-based band The Residuals. That's coming up. Stay tuned. Right now, here's The Cars. It's Drive on the Weekend Mix. You're listening to The Weekend Mix on Oshawa Rocks.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more. Spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that money maker like a heartbeat.
like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't sit a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Morning, now and later, I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift. Thanks for listening to my new single, Cardigan, on
Weekend Mix.
Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestones. Dancing in your Levi's, drunk under a streetlight.
Wrapping up three in a row, there's Taylor Swift, and that song is called Cardigan. And we're celebrating Canadian music in 2024, and Prairie Celtic group The Residuals are based in Saskatchewan, performing in concerts and community events across the province and the West. They've also released several albums. Their most recent is called Looking Out for Better Weather and features band members Jeremy A. Cook, Rob McInnes, Paul Runnels, and Rick Croner. We're so pleased to have Rick join us on the show here today. So, Rick, first of all, can you tell me a little bit about the background of your band?
Yeah, we get that question a lot. So, basically, the way this started is that here in Saskatoon and in various other cities and provinces, there is an organization, Cultus, that has made it their goal to preserve Irish culture, Irish music, Irish dance, and all these things. And that meant that we had regular jam sessions. Like, today would be one of those. And during those jam sessions, people got to know each other, got to like each other, like their style of playing, and they formed bands. And of course, out of 40 plus people, you suddenly have three bands, and then there are some people that didn't get picked for a band. And we basically got together and just played session tunes. And if there was an event like a St. Patrick's Day event somewhere, or there was a low-paying gig that nobody wanted to play that wasn't a band, they called us over. And because we were the last people that didn't have a band, we called ourselves Leftovers, and that didn't sound good. So it then was changed into The Residuals. And so The Residuals basically were a group of jam session musicians, and it would constantly change. There were always different members in there. It wasn't a solid band. It was just a get-together of people who wanted to play the occasional events here and there, you know, sometimes for free, sometimes for just a beer.
Interesting. So how many albums has the band produced?
We have a total of three.
Would you say the focus of these albums has changed at all?
Oh, yeah, it definitely changed. When we did the first album, that was Knocking the Window Pane, we had Ted Layton on the Ilan pipes, and we had Megan Hoyne, who was playing whistle and flute as well as vocals. And at that point, we were very traditional. We played nothing but traditional Irish music, which meant the arrangements were played the way traditionally would have been played in Ireland. The instrumentation was as bare bone as you could get it. The instrumentation was me on the guitar or the banjo. Rob McInnes was on the mandolin or the banjo. Jeremy Cook was on the fiddle, and Megan Hoyne on flute and whistle, and Ted Layton was usually penny whistle and Ilan pipe, and all of us were also vocalists, and that was the extent of it.
So how has the focus changed over the years from the more traditional style that you mentioned?
Well, because Ted Layton was kind of the driving force behind The Residuals when they first started, he was also the one that brought a lot of the tunes to the band. And when he left to move back to the East Coast, we changed our focus a bit more to, let's maybe write some of our own stuff, but keep it Celtic. Some of the traditional tunes we had, we spiced up a little bit by putting a little bit of our stamp on it, rearranging things, not necessarily playing it the way it would have been played in a traditional session, but the way we would like to play it so that people recognize this is The Residuals playing, not someone else. And so that changed. And on the second album, we had, I would say a good 30% of own compositions, which means now we were getting into the area where we were to express how we felt. We were able to sing about things that matter to us. And all of these things that we sang about were stories or anecdotes from people in the prairies, things that happened in the prairies. And that's why we called ourselves a Prairie Celtic Band, because we wanted to emphasize the Celtic part as well as where we're from. We're from the prairies. I mean, I was born and raised in Germany, but I've been living in the prairies for over 30 years. And I feel like I am from Saskatchewan. And so our music wanted to reflect that, And the second album really got hard into that. And in the third album, we kept that theme going where we have the pre-Celtic theme in our own songs. But then we also started to think, there are so many people that when we had a gig asked us for certain tunes or songs, like requests. And so we thought, you know, we always say no because everybody else plays them too. But that is silly. Because when you have a request from audience, it's because the audience likes those songs. And who do we play for? Primarily for the audience. So we started to play more cover songs and then realized that they were very popular. And so we actually started off our third album with Ahead by Century. And it was shortly after Gordy passed away. And we play Ahead by Century with utmost respect for the Tragically Hip, for the composition. We wanted to put our own stamp on it. And it's easier to do that when you actually switch to a different style. For us to switch that song into a Celtic version meant that instrumentation, for one, was the Celtic instruments. And the arrangement included that, or basically meant we would inject a jig somewhere. And so we're actually opening up with the jig and we're finishing with the jig.
But the weatherman said there's no chance of
Eva Avila and Meant to Fly on the Weekend Mix. I'm James Dobas. Thanks a lot for listening. And before that, we heard the cover version of Ahead by a Century from the Prairie Celtic band The Residuals. And also talked to Rick Kroner earlier as well. He plays an instrument as part of the band. And I've got a part two of that interview with Rick Kroner from the Residuals band in Saskatchewan coming up on the next show, so make sure that you listen for that. And time now for a 2000s throwback. And Daughtry's September is one of my favorite songs of the 2000s because it's a song about remembering some of the best times in your life and how it can be difficult to move on from those days. It makes me think about how we'll always carry those good times with us.
The time passed away, all the trouble that we gave, and all those days we spent out by the lake. Has it all gone to waste? All the promises we made, one by one they vanished just the same.
Still remember, summer's never looked the same. Years go by and time just
The Weekend Mix with Captain and Tennille, and Love Will Keep Us Together. And I'm James Dobas. Thanks so much for listening once again. Thought I'd wrap up the show here with a quote from well-known business person Warren Buffett. Someone's sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. And the music continues next on The Weekend Mix.